Oh, that crazed lunatic gas bag Donald Trump sent his third grade letter to Erdogan, the president of Turkey, and then sent the vice president and the secretary of state over there to actually go negotiate a ceasefire, which, to my knowledge, is still in effect. Are the two related? I think you'll find out that they are. Operation was named after U.S. aid worker Kayla Mueller, who was tortured, raped, and killed by al-Baghdadi. Was this a just killing? Again, I think so. 5 years ago, al-Baghdadi launched his self-styled caliphate, which brought a new wave of terror to the globe. By the way, who else did al-Baghdadi murder? You ever heard of Nice, France? Do you remember the crazed psycho that rented the panel van and drove on the biggest festival day in July 2 years ago and drove through the streets of Nice, France, while there were thousands of men, women, and children that had been gathered on that part of the Riviera there to revel and to celebrate in this holiday? Who ordered that van? Al-Baghdadi. That was an ISIS hit. You remember that van just drove up on the sidewalk and murdered 80, I can't remember the count, 80, 85 French citizens. I think there were a half a dozen U.S. Citizens of the United States that were tourists in Nice that were taken out. That was all. That was an al-Baghdadi. That was an ISIS strike. That was a caliphate strike. I'll give you another one. In Madrid, Spain, at the Basilica to the Immaculate Conception, I believe, Our Lady's Basilica in Madrid, Spain. Remember, there was going to be a second ISIS attack, and they had outfitted a panel van with explosives that they were making at a site nearby, and they were going to drive the van right through the front doors of Our Lady's Basilica in Madrid, and they were going to detonate it, and they were going to blow that Catholic. Look, the bad guys know who to religiously strike. They strike Catholics and Christians in different Catholic sects all throughout the Mideast and in Europe now. So do you remember there was a construction going on and somebody got the bright idea, hey, you know, while we have this construction and all this scaffolding going on here at the Basilica and the doors are open, we're just begging somebody, you know, some nutbag to just drive through here. So they put barricades up. They put ginormous concrete barricades up so that no truck could make its way into the shrine or the basilica in Madrid. So what did the ISIS ordered, the al-Baghdadi ordered nutbag, what did he decide to do instead? He decided to do what had been done in Nice, France. And instead of detonating his van, he drove through the streets of Madrid and took out, I can't remember, 50, 60 people, killed them. These were al-Baghdadi attacks. I believe that the nightclub in Paris, where 125 were mowed down by ISIS madmen, were ordered by al-Baghdadi. There was an ISIS strike in that nightclub in Paris, either shortly before or around the same time as the attack in Nice. Just giving you a little history of who it was that was taken out yesterday. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always online and always on air at crusadechannel.com. Welcoming all you in. We saw about a dozen people signed up for 30-day free memberships this weekend to give the Crusade Channel a listen. Welcome, all of you. Look, if you want the full effect of your free 30-day trial, you got to go to the chat room. Go to the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. I saw a moment ago that we had a resurrected al-Baghdadi in the chat room. Did Barrett take him out? Barrett... So Barrett acted as commander-in-chief of the chat room and hit al-Baghdadi in the chat room with a drone strike. And by the by, we invite you into the chat room, but it is a troll-free zone. We have hall monitors, if you will, in there. We have admins in there. Be nice. Make friends. If you troll, you're going to get kicked. And if you come back and troll again, then we're going to ban your IP address. No, I'm not threatening anyone. I'm just saying that's the way it works because that's how we roll. That's how we roll in our chat room. Okay. It was shortly after midnight in the remote village of Barisha that residents heard a familiar noise coming from above. The whir of rotor blades in the darkness signaled something was coming, something military, which in these parts usually brings death. Sure enough, within minutes, the sound of bullets piercing the air followed. But this was no usual firefight, the Daily Mail reports, with those brandishing automatic weapons on the ground severely outgunned by an enemy they had not been expecting.